In Florida, the race is on to replace retiring U.S. Senator Bob Graham, a Democrat who's been in the Senate for 18 years. Graham's retirement has opened the door for a slew of aspiring candidates in one of the most crowded primaries the state has ever seen. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, next Tuesday's outcome could have implications for the presidential race in the key state.
Seven Republicans and four Democrats are vying for the big party nominations in Florida, a state where Senate seats are rare prizes.
Everybody realizes that this is the race of this decade.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus.
Never in watching Florida politics, and I've been watching it a long time, have I seen the level of competition for this race on both sides of the political aisle.
Well-known and well-heeled candidates are spending the last days of the campaign pursuing the party faithful, those most likely to vote. Democrat Betty Castor made a visit yesterday to the Democratic Club at a huge retirement village in Clearwater.
Glad to see you. B, how are you doing?
Just fine. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
I've already voted for you.
That's really good. That's good news.
Polls show Castor leading the Democratic field, popular especially with women voters. The former state education commissioner uses her speech here to take aim at Republicans and the Bush administration.
We should not be using the Social Security Trust Fund to balance the budget. We should not be doing that. This administration has gotten us into a deficit spending that is unconscionable.
But as Castor appears to be looking to November, one of her primary opponents is fighting hard to catch up to her next week. Broward County Congressman Peter Deutsch is on the offensive, attacking Castor for not firing a professor with suspected terrorism links when she was president of the University of South Florida. The two had a heated exchange about it in a Tampa TV debate last night.
Betty,
cooperated
you didn't
with
speak
the FBI.
Out. Betty, you have not. You still haven't spoken out. You have never condemned. You have never, ever
Absolutely
condemned.
Absolutely, I have.
When,
condemned
Betty?
Terrorism.
Give me a time. You have never condemned it, ever. Ever, Betty, not one point during your tenure did you ever condemn it.
Other Democrats in the race are South Florida businessman Bernard Klein and well-known Miami-Dade Mayor Alex Pinellas.
Y tenemos invitados muy especiales, como siempre, a nuestra programación. Está con nosotros nuevamente Alex Pinellas.
Pinellas brought Cuban coffee to the DJs at the Super Q Spanish radio station in Tampa yesterday morning as he stopped in to take calls from listeners.
Muchas gracias a ti, a Jorge, por esta gentileza. Y hoy, pues, tengo la gran satisfacción también de tener mi esposa Lilian aquí con nosotros.
Pinellas is running a distant third in the Democratic field, unusual for a man who has never lost a political race. But that doesn't seem to deter him from his main message, getting the U.S. out of Iraq.
I don't support what the president's doing in Iraq, and my Democratic opponents do. And that's a big difference.
Pinellas is also quick to tout the value of having a Cuban-American on the Democrats' November ticket. And that's a strategy not lost on the Republicans.
Hola, tantos años sin vernos, mi gosh. Muchas gracias, muchas gracias. ¿Cómo le va? Bien,
bien.
Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Mel Martinez greets voters at the Alachua County Republican Party headquarters in Gainesville.
When I came back to Florida, I was convinced that I could help President Bush get reelected, but I could also be the one Republican who can win this seat.
Until this week, Martinez had been trailing former Congressman Bill McCollum, but the latest poll shows Martinez moving ahead. He says he can help President Bush in November by delivering voters, particularly Hispanics, in the vote-rich I-4 corridor stretching from Tampa Bay to the Orlando area.
And in doing that, help him carry Florida, which is a key battleground state. And in doing that, I think we might end up also with a Republican senator. So I think it's a synergy that we have.
Martinez is considered the unofficial choice of the White House in the Florida primary, a notion encouraged by his television ads featuring the president.
The American dream is alive and well, and Mel Martinez represents it all.
But in Milton, in North Florida, even a popular president can't sway McCollum supporters Jerry Cummins and Joel Lowry.
He is voicing his opinion for Martinez, but no, that's not going to make a bit of difference up here.
I support President Bush, but I don't necessarily have to vote the way he wants me to on somebody that's going to be affecting my day-to-day life. I'm going to vote for the fellow I think is best qualified, and if I get a chance to talk to the president, I'll tell him how more qualified my candidate is.
McCollum has strong support among social conservatives in the panhandle, where he talked about his experience earlier this week with Santa Rosa County Republicans.
I'm the one candidate in this race who doesn't need on-the-job training to go to the United States Senate to represent the people of Florida on a host of issues, but especially terrorism and national security.
This is McCollum's second run for the U.S. Senate. He lost to Democrat Bill Nelson in 2000. Among the others on the Republican ballot are software executive Doug Gallagher, who has spent more than $5 million of his own money, rising to third in the polls, and Florida House Speaker Johnny Byrd. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.